This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. And now it's time for a rather relaxing edition of Radiola, a summer smorgasbord, you might say. I'm going to say it.
Somebody and me.
Yes, it's Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. with 3 hours of vintage music, mostly a couple of more after the vintage, you could say, more modern representations, but mostly vintage, mostly really good stuff. And in fact, I'm going to say it's all really good stuff because I don't want to put myself down, although there may be one thing in there that you will find shocking by its inclusion. And once you've heard it, you will never, ever forget it. I guarantee you that. No matter how much therapy you seek. Anyhow, we started with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. I'd love it. Benny Carter arrangement, 1929. Boy, wasn't that good. Sort of the the beginning of the picnic, you might say. Ted Weems and his orchestra, What a Day. From 29 also. And Moe's Tapiero playing the William Tell Overture on his trusty ocarina, without whom we could not do this broadcast in the manner to which we are accustomed. Continuing, we have the Knickerbockers, Steppin' in Society. An early electric recording. It's from 1925. Sounds good, though. Thank you.
Cheated once, stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance, didn't flirt, and though it hurt, I just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue, my nights were black, but I just knew that she'd come back. For I love her and she loves me, and say, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus, I know darn well there is, because my cutie's due at 2 to 2 today.
Honey's Lovin' Arms, the Ray Miller's great Chicago band from 1928. Nice arrangement. Can't argue with that. Little Ramblers before that, with Ed Kirkaby not quite singing the lyric of My Cuties Do at 2 to 2 today. And that was from 1926, starting with the Knickerbockers. No, I'm not referring to undergarments. I'm referring to this orchestra led by, what was that thing there? Oh, boy. I just got the CD. That's why I'm so confused. Well, anyway, whoever led that, it was great. And that was, I believe, Ben Sullivan early on. And Steppin' in Society from 1925. I don't know. My mind has just been blanking on so many things. I think it's, I don't know what it could be. Well, perhaps we could have a contest and determine that. And at Hanshaw, continuing with the theme of bipedal locomotion, although it's not really a theme. There's no theme tonight. It's more of a relaxed jaunt down musical history. And we're going to just do what we got to do and relax, play a little badminton, eat some three-bean salad. And I'm sure there are a lot of those to choose from out there. Have some nice cool drinks. It's that kind of weather, just sitting out on the patio, hitting mosquitoes. And I'm not going to take her up on this offer. My wife has been making the same suggestion, too. Would you like to take a walk? And that Hanshaw from 1931.
I saw you strolling by a solitary, and my nosy, very, very. I'd like to bet a juicy huckleberry what you're after is a girl. We're both in love, for introductions are not necessary. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the where's it, you need a who's it to lean upon. But when you have no who's it to hug and what's it, gosh darn. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that. Something's gonna happen soon. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Isn't this a pretty butterfly. Nodding to a buttercup. When you hear a little cricket chirping in the thicket, something good'll come from that.
Up to Harlem saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Paul Keller doing it all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, truck along. It spread like forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem now everybody's trucking. Thank you.
Truckin'. We're truckin' tonight on WHCL, 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York at beautiful Amblin College and WHCL.org, a couple of streaming. I know one of those streaming is my wife, who is listing things on eBay, so she trusted me with our car, which I have to say conveys a great deal of faith and requires a great deal of faith in my so-called driving abilities. Still, I trust I will be back home ere long to present her with an undamaged vehicle. I'd better. And, yes, it's warm here. Warm here. I'm Andy Sr., by the way, in case that makes any difference. And this is Radiola, and we just heard Truckin', Ivy Anderson singing, 1935 with Duke Ellington. Before that, Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, Slumming on Park Avenue, 1937. Starting with Annette Hanshaw, very, very cute song. Would you like to take a walk? No, I'm not going to take a walk just yet. No, I'm going to wait till the cover of darkness so my ungainliness will not be perceived by those gawkers out in the world. Now, we have a band. Actually, it was McKinney's Cotton Pickers, and this other pseudonym is almost as even worse. The Chocolate Dandies. And this was 1928, a very early recording, perhaps the second recording made of this tune. Stardust. Be sure you hear that guitar in there. That's Lonnie Johnson. Adds a weird note to it, but I've always loved this. Good stuff here. Have some more three bean salad, would you? No, it's good. It's really good. I've had some.
Thank you.
that's something I've been doing all summer. Scratch. Not so skillfully, though, mostly ineptly. That's why I look like I've been subject to a plague of mosquitoes, and in fact I have. 1927, the Blue Ribbon Syncopators. Sounded an awful lot like Farewell Blues. I wonder how the copyright holders felt about that one. Before that, Fowler's Favorites, Hot Strut, from 1927. A little bit of walking there, too, I'm afraid. Trying to avoid that. And although I've been standing through this whole broadcast mostly, I feel more comfortable that way. And the Chocolate Dandies, a.k.a. the McKinney's Cotton Pickers. I guess can't win with that name. But what a band. What a band. Don Redman in there, I think. or did he come later? But certainly, I think he was in there at that point. But certainly Lonnie Johnson, who was unmistakable 12-string guitar, just takes that thing to a whole new level that has not been achieved since. Stardust, 1928. And now we're going to Britain. We're going to hear... Well, we usually associate the name Mantovani with stuff that you heard in elevators about 30 years ago. However, he had a fairly good band. It was a real orchestra. It wasn't just... They weren't just making music. They were making music. And we're going to start with Mantovani and his orchestra from 1937. Where Are You?
Gone without me. I thought you cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending? Where are you? Thank you.
Yes, now there's a rag I have some acquaintance with. Only foodstuffs, though. Red pepper. I put it on everything. Everything. Well, not ice cream, but everything else. I love it. Especially that hot sauce. Gotta love that hot sauce. It's good at a picnic, too. Separates the men from the more effete men. perhaps you have a stomach trouble. I don't wish to disparage you, because there are those who once enjoyed eating hot and now do not. But I love it. And that was Harry Roy and his orchestra with, in fact, Red Pepper. Some sort of a rag, I guess, 1935. Before that, Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra. How many times have I heard this? Do something. 1929. Well, I'll do something later, but right now I'm doing this. And we started with Montavani and his orchestra, Where Are You? 1937. This is Andy Sr. with Radiola. It's amazing how much more music I can play if I just shut my mouth. I'm finding that. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org for those who choose to stream, and I hope you so choose, because streaming is what all the cool people do. Although, tonight, it's a sort of night where you can just, you know, you take your little portable radio out on the patio, listen to this stuff, and it's just, you know, it is, it's very relaxing. Just sort of letting the, if there is a cool breeze anywhere, maybe the hint of a breeze, the ghost of a breeze, perhaps, just sort of floating by you. And just try to sit with your tall glass of whatever beverage you may choose and enjoy this evening, for it is quite nice. It's a bit humid, but as the sun sinks slowly into the west, you'll find it's quite enjoyable. This is living. This is living, kid. Enjoy it. I do. Of course, I'm in a sweaty studio right now, so I'll try not to break the spell too much. Now, at every picnic, there are usually some show-offs. We're going to have a couple of those. We have John J. Kimmel with his accordion from 1907, called Cakewalk. And after that, Aunt Florence, you know her. Florence Foster Jenkins comes out. You know, she's a game old girl, and she's going to sing to you something you will not forget, from Mozart, the magic flute, in fact. But I'll soften you up with some accordion, the Cakewalk. Thank you.